Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we want everyone to go to heaven. So we're at least going to pray for the salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're praying not just for them, but for their past, present, future spouses, for all the children they have now in the future and their family members, all grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. By faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding also that by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman, and they'd humble themselves before you, Father, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being born again from above. Then, Father, we pray you'd get every person to a good Bible-believing teaching church, that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We pray for every Christian to become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're praying for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free. And yes, all the sick, Lord, to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And Lord Jesus, your people to receive and to walk in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that right now in Jesus' name. Father, we also want to pray for our nation. We declare there's only one true God. That's you, Heavenly Father. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we just praise you. We declare this nation belongs to you. We declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives, our families, our church, and this nation, Lord. And we cry out for that end-time revival. Father, we know you've shown us prophetic things that are very negative, so we continue to pray for your hedge of protection and angelic protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please, Father, protect our water tables, which includes the water in our wells and city water. Please, Father, protect our food supply, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. Father, we agree together that you would allow no person, group, or nation to in any way poison, hack, diminish, destroy, or evil affect any of these resources. And Father, if any person, group, or nation tries to do this, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would stomp them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Also, Father, bless Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and all his cabinet appointees and their family members. Bring them all to salvation. We pray they're all entering into a born-again relationship with you. They're being Holy Spirit baptized and filled. We pray, Lord, your hand would be upon it. And whether they really understand it or not, they would make all their decisions based upon the truth of your word and our Constitution. And you would give them great grace and great boldness. Also, Father, we agree together there will be no centralized digital currency until after the rapture of the church, and dollar bills and cash will be strong until that time. We're decreeing that, Father, right now by faith. And of course, Father, we pray for the Jewish people. We love and bless them. We have such great debt of gratitude. We pray, Father, you'll remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. They would see, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are their Messiah. You are their Savior and Lord, and they'd repent and be gloriously born again from above and Holy Spirit baptized and filled. Not only do we pray for the peace of Jerusalem according to your word, but we agree with you, Father, they have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Please restore all that land to them. And also, Father God, if anyone tries to harm the nation Israel or Jewish people in any way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would destroy them. And that's according to your word. In the mighty name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and we believe. And therefore we say thank you. Amen. All right. Today we're going to be in John chapter 11. You need to understand that Jesus is coming very soon, that AI is still progressing, and it's going to be the vehicle by which the Antichrist and false prophet are able to rule the whole world. In fact, and you need to understand this, and this is talk about deception in our country. You need to understand that socialism, Marxism, and communism is from the pit of hell. It's part of Satan's kingdom. There are lies. These systems bring nothing but dictatorships, breadlines, and destructions to every country that embraces it. How stupid can you be? But you know, Lieutenant McGinnis and this other general, I can't remember his name, years ago revealed that our colleges had been invaded by foreign money and that they begin to teach socialism as something good in the colleges. So if you've got a college education, it's been tainted because socialism, God hates, it's destruction. Capitalism is what God is for, and you need to understand that. But you know, the Bible tells us when the church is raptured out of here, there will be a one world government. So they're doing things all over the world to set it up. Look at New York City has become a demonic stronghold. They put an evil, wicked man in charge. How terrible. But that just shows you how close we are to the rapture of the church. Jesus is coming soon. Get excited about that. But once we're out of here, the Antichrist and the false prophet will appear on the scene. The seven-year peace treaty with Israel, which they'll break in the middle of it. And you'll see all those judgments from the book of Revelations. The seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, the bowl of wrath judgments come out on planet Earth. You see, you don't have to just die and go to hell. God is going to show his judgment on a Christ-rejecting world. And also during the tribulation, the Jewish people, although initially deceived by the Antichrist and signed that agreement with him, will at some point see who Jesus is, and many will get saved and come to Jesus. So we love the Jewish people. God has a great end plan for them. And the Bible says if we bless the Jewish people, God blesses us. So always make sure you're for the Jewish nation of Israel and bless them and help them. And God blesses you specially for that. So make sure you know that and practice that. Okay, let's go to John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and of her sister Martha. Well, you understand, there's always been sick people. There's still sick people today. You and I have gotten sick probably over our lifetime, haven't we? But before we go forward and look at the resurrection of Lazarus, which is such an exciting truth, let's just realize that healing has not departed from the Word of God or from the church today. Let me just give you three examples. Jesus, in his Great Commission, before he went back to heaven in Mark 16, begin verse 15, and he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, that's still being done, isn't it? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. Jesus said so. In my name, he's given us authority to use his name. They shall cast out demons. That's right. They will speak with new tongues. That comes with the baptism in the Holy Spirit. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And you better be proclaiming that over your food and drink. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So Jesus says healing has not departed from the kingdom of God or from Christianity. In fact, James reaffirms that in James chapter 5. You just need to know that it's not all just doctors and medicine. God loves to heal. James 5:13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Oh, the Bible gives us instructions what happens when you get sick. Let's read on. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. The oil always represents the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That's what God says. And the Lord, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the healer. We're not the healer. But he works through his people. Why do you believe he can work through a doctor and not work through an anointed Christian who loves Jesus? The 12 healed, the 70 did, the early church did. It wasn't supposed to change, but again, because of lies and deception and coldness, it has gone from many churches. But it hasn't departed from the Word of God, and people still get healed just like this. Let's go back, verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So not just physical restoration, spiritual restoration. Remember, sometimes you have to deal with sin before you get healed. But that's another message. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Just through believing prayer, people get healed. Did you know that? As well as anointing with oil. The effectual fervent, you heard that word fervent, right? Prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, if that wasn't good enough, let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. Start verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit, capital S, talking about the Holy Spirit, who, if you're truly born again, lives in you. Remember, your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit when you got regenerated and became a born-again Christian through the power of the Holy Spirit, when you repented and trusted in Jesus, right? Okay. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, a supernatural piece of God's wisdom placed into you as a spiritual gift to meet a need. To another, the word of knowledge, that's informational, by the same Spirit. To another, faith. Don't you know people get saved by this mountain-moving faith? By the same Spirit, another, gifts of healings. Oh, so God, through the Holy Spirit, makes available to Christians spiritual gifts so that people can get saved, discipled, delivered, healed, made whole. That's still today. Did you know that? You can covet the gift of healings, okay, by the same Spirit. To another, workings of miracles. Oh, I like that one. Instantaneous healings. Boom. You didn't have it, now you do. And even creative miracles. I don't know if you know this or not. God has a new parts department in heaven, and he gives out those new parts through miracles. People receive new body parts in this life. Okay. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Boy, you need that in the last days. Deception is wild. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But all these work that the one and very same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. So you can covet all the gifts, any gifts, but the Holy Spirit, the third person, the Godhead, is sovereign over what gifts you give. But he does tell you to covet them. Well, where's that at? Well, jump to verse 31. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Of course, the excellent way is love. So faith operates by love, right? Galatians 5, 6. But notice, jump down to chapter 14. If you think that love negates the gifts, follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. So, here's three different scriptures. God's saying that healing and miracles are still supposed to go on today. And again, I've experienced them. Hopefully you've experienced them. Seen many miracles, healings, and deliverances. And why? Because the Bible says so. And let me give you another reason why. And this, people who believe that God doesn't do these things anymore, they hate this scripture. Well, what scripture do they hate? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. They just don't know what to do with that scripture. It really kind of irritates them. Because it makes people like you and I who believe the Bible seem like we're right when we tell you, you can get healed by faith and through the gifts and through the anointing with oil and praying one for another. But that's the truth. That's the Bible. That's right. Preachers are supposed to preach the Bible. And what does God say the blessing is? Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Are you listening today? God is imparting faith to you. You can start seeing some miracles and healings. Covet those gifts. Start laying hands on people. Start anointing with oil. And God will bless you. All right. That was exciting. That was a nice takeoff, wasn't it? Okay. Back to our scripture, verse 2. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now see, Mary and Martha and Lazarus were friends of Jesus. Jesus did things with them. And Lazarus, Jesus' good friend, is sick. So the news comes to Jesus. His good friend Lazarus is sick. Verse 4. When Jesus heard that he said this, this sickness is not unto death. Now Jesus is talking. But for the glory of God. Now Jesus is talking. This is so important. That the Son of God might be glorified by it. Jesus is telling us he is the eternal Son of God. And he's going to get glorified. And you probably read this passage before. By Lazarus getting raised up from the dead after being dead for 4 days. That's our Jesus. But here's such an important point. I want to stop here a minute. Jesus is the Son of God. How important is that? 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. So you have to believe Jesus is the Son of God to go to heaven. Turn the next page. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcometh the world. Talking about the world system. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Well, the just shall live by faith. I hope you're walking by faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? The world system. Here it is. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Wow. How important is it that you know Jesus is the Son of God? Jump down to verse 10. 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. That's the witness of the Holy Spirit. Remember, if you're really saved, you got the Holy Spirit when you were born again. And he lives in you. And he bears witness that you are saved and you're going to heaven and you're a child of God. Oh, praise God for the Holy Spirit. But let's go back to the context. He that believeth on the Son of God hath this witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Ooh, don't want to die calling God a liar. Because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. You see, there's the eternal Heavenly Father, the eternal Son of God, Jesus, and the eternal Holy Spirit. Triune God. One God, three personages. But you don't go to heaven if you don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. Now, I have been warning you about Islam. It's trying to take over America. And it's not just a religious system. Remember, they have Sharia law, the political system. It's totally against our Constitution. They don't believe, in fact, it's on their dome, God has no son. So that means they are a false religion, and none of them embracing that religion will go to heaven. Zero. Good news, even in Iran, many have encountered Jesus and are born again believers and believe Jesus is the Son of God. But if you embrace that religion and say Jesus is not the Son of God, well, you're not born again and you're not going to heaven. Do you understand that? Jesus says narrow is the way. Heaven is not crowded. Okay, let's continue. And this is the record, okay, that God has given to us, believers, eternal life. Praise God. This life is in his Son. Eternal life is in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Verse 12, every person on planet Earth is in verse 12. Are you interested? He that hath the Son, that Son of God, hath life. That means eternal life, and you have it now. You don't wait till you die. You have eternal life now. Jesus saves you. You'll become born again, a new creature in Christ. Okay. But here's everybody else. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you don't have Jesus, the Son of God, living in you, you will die to go to hell. And that doesn't matter how many religious things you've done, how many times you got baptized, confirmed, stood on your head, cried out to God. If Jesus does not live in you, the Son of God, if you haven't repented of your sins and received Jesus yourself as Savior, as Son of God, you're not born again. And then here's this wonderful reassurance. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That's me. Is that you? That you may know. Oh, I like that word. Know for a certainty. Know absolutely that you have eternal life, that you got it right now, and that you're going to heaven. Jesus wants you to know you're going to heaven now. I just read the verse. It's in your Bible too. And that you may believe or continue to believe on the name of the Son of God. So it's absolute truth. And Jesus said in John 11, we're kind of deviating from the scripture, that scripture passage. But Jesus says, I'm the Son of God. And the Bible says, you don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, you ain't going to heaven. Oh, just one more. Same chapter. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come. Well, of course I know that. I'm born again. I have the Holy Spirit. The Bible is alive and real to me because I study it and read it, and every word is true. And remember, if you ever go to church that says there's mistakes in the Bible and you can't believe it, run, Forrest, run. Okay. And we know that the Son of God has come. Yes, we do. And hath given us an understanding that we may know him, have intimacy. Know him that is true, and we are in him that is true. Oh, that's good news. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, what does it say about Jesus Christ? Here it is. It's in your Bible, too. This is the true God and eternal life. Who's the true God and eternal life? Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. So you get to heaven by repenting of your sins and receiving Jesus as Savior and Lord, and he literally comes to indwell you, regenerate you by the Holy Spirit, and then you begin to grow in the Lord. Yes, you get baptized in water. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If your church has confirmation, that's great as long as it's the truth. And you grow in the Lord. But you don't go to heaven unless Jesus lives in you. Do you know that he lives in you? If not, cry out to him today. But let's go back to our scripture. Boy, we're not going to get through this, are we? Well, let me summarize it just a little bit. So Jesus finds out Lazarus is sick. Jesus knew it. Jesus says, this is for the glory of God, that the Son of God, Jesus, might be glorified. So Jesus waits till he's been dead 4 days. Then he goes to where Lazarus is at, because Jesus is going to give us a very important truth about, again, who he is as the eternal Son of God. So we'll jump down to verse 22. Well, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Here it is. Mark this in your Bible when you get home. Jesus said unto her, this is absolute truth again. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, Jesus, the Son of God, God, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Notice her response, because she is a follower of Jesus. She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Yep, she's going to heaven, who should come into the world. See, the resurrection is an event that will take place at the time of the rapture. But the resurrection comes to those that know Jesus Christ, because he is the resurrection. You do not get resurrected and go to heaven except Jesus is your Savior and Lord. And he wants to be your deliverer and healer too. And he wants you to understand from Hebrews 1:3 that he upholds all things by the word of his power. That Jesus is God and he's the creator. Remember Genesis 1, let us make man, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Yeah. So, on planet Earth, there's only one Savior, and it's Jesus Christ. And there's only one true way to Jesus, and that's through Christianity, through the Bible, through the divine inerrant Word of God, which makes it quite clear that Jesus is it. He's the resurrection. In fact, in case you didn't get the message from John 11:25-26, Jesus again spoke in John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. There's a cult out there that says it's a way. Well, because they're going to hell, okay? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Again, eternal life is found in the person of Jesus. Notice this. No man, that's no person on planet Earth, cometh unto the Father, that's the Heavenly Father, Father Jehovah God, okay? Jesus says nobody comes to the Father, Father Jehovah God, but by me. In other words, Jesus says you do not have access to God the Father except you come to me. And that's the absolute truth. You see, there's a lot of people that even have Jehovah in their titles, but they don't believe Jesus is God, the Son of God. They're not born again, and therefore they don't know God, just like the Pharisees. In John 8:21-24, Jesus said to them, guys, you claim to know the Father and you reject me, you're going to die in your sins. Every person that doesn't have their sins washed in the blood of Jesus dies and goes to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to go to heaven, and I don't even know you. And if you accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, we'll be best buds in heaven, right? Okay. So do you know Jesus, the Son of God, as your Savior, as Lord of your life? If you don't, this is the most important decision you can make. You can make the decision, I'm going to repent of my sins and give my life to Jesus. Maybe you need help in that prayer. This prayer won't do it, but if I can help you say the words that if you are serious, Jesus will come into your heart. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross and rose again. I believe it's only your precious blood that washes away my sin. I'm a sinner. I come to you, Jesus, repenting of all my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and to be my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in corporation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.